The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has launched a new music and podcasts playlist in the US called Daily Sports. It includes updates, including exclusive content from The Ringer, Spotify's sports podcast network, as well as other content. The company's also partnered with US broadcaster C-SPAN to bring key speeches from the Democratic National Convention and Republic National Convention for free. Spotify is also rolling out The Input, a four-part video series on Spotify for podcasters. It's designed to, quote, educate podcasters big and small on how to make the most of Spotify and our tools. Deezer has launched an analytics app that shows your podcast's performance on their platform. It claims it's the only streaming service offering podcast insights on a mobile app. Libsyn has got a glowing and detailed write-up from an investment company. It's a useful look inside the podcast host. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. The BBC has released data about its podcasting and its BBC Sounds app. In quarter two, there were 240 million, quote, global podcast downloads across the world. The most popular podcast within BBC Sounds, the corporation's UK-only app, was Grounded with Louis Theroux. The most popular on third-party platforms was the Global News podcast. Now, if that 240 million downloads number includes all podcast listening for the BBC, it's a bit unclear. That would mean an equivalent of 80 million downloads per month and would place the BBC behind iHeartRadio, NPR, and the New York Times in the Podtrack rankings. The BBC blocks Google Podcasts. Poddle is a new free podcast app for iOS and Android. If you want to take the complexity out of the podcast listening experience, Hypercatcher is an iOS app describing itself as an interactive podcast app unlike any other. Podtrack have returned to publishing weekly updates. AdExchanger claims that podcast measurement is improving as the industry shifts from downloads to streams. And if you're looking for a transcription tool, how about Microsoft Word? The word processor now allows you to upload audio files and transcribe them. It's not available to everyone yet, and there's a limit of 2 hours per month. And in podcast news, sci-fi series The Orphans has returned for a new season with six new episodes from six new writers, and all recorded in lockdown. The team videoed the experience and have produced some behind-the-scenes write-ups too. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.